Hi everyone, this is Kevin. Today is Thursday, April 9th. We were recently informed of two additional COVID cases at EB. They are two Groton-based employees who work in facilities who were last on site on March 31st and April 5th. All employees who work in their area have been informed and appropriate disinfection protocols have been performed. Earlier today, we began distributing personal strip thermometers. This is a simple way you can monitor your own health on a daily basis. The strip thermometer is placed on your forehead for 30 seconds to obtain a temperature reading. Managers have received a supply of these thermometers. If you don't have a personal thermometer, please contact your supervisor so that we can get one to you. Please monitor your temperature each day before work, and if you have a temperature of 100 degrees or greater, please do not come to work. Beginning Monday, we will move to a blue-gold work rotation for our Groton trade workforce. I'm grateful to our union leadership for partnering and implementing this strategy for our team. The blue-gold rotation will consist of each crew being broken down into a blue and gold team. The gold team will begin the rotation by working consecutive days for 10 hours each day starting Monday. While they're working, the blue crew remains at home. At the end of the rotation, the blue crew will take over while the gold team remains at home. This rotation divides us in half to reduce the density of our people in the workplace at any given time. We expect to maintain this blue-gold rotation for the next 4 to 8 weeks. While we're in this rotation, first shift will begin at 5 a.m. and will end at 3 p.m. Second shift will arrive at 4 p.m. and will complete their shift at 2 a.m. Thanks again to the operations team and our union partners for working to put this plan into place. This is another example of how we're adapting to our new normal in an effort to keep everyone as safe as possible while we execute our critically important mission. We're now in the season of Passover and Easter, occasions where we'd normally gather to celebrate with family and friends. This spring is different from anything any of us have experienced in our lifetimes. If you're like me, you probably attend a faith service and then meet with family and friends to celebrate. Unfortunately, not this year. This will be a different weekend, one that will be marked with smaller, quieter celebrations so that we can slow or stop the spread of the virus that has dominated our lives for weeks now. While I hope you find some reason to celebrate in the coming days, I encourage you to be mindful of public health guidance, which recommends we avoid gatherings of more than 5 people. Like you, I look forward to the day when we can all gather with our loved ones and celebrate all of life's important milestones. We can all help that day come sooner by following directions from public health experts, which includes practicing social distancing, washing your hands, wearing a mask, staying hydrated, and getting rest. Most importantly, stay home if you're sick. Along with the entire management team, I'm grateful for your continued focus. Our communications team has put together a video as a small thank you for all of your efforts. Please take a look. Be safe, stay healthy, and please continue to take care of yourselves and your teammates. Thanks for listening.